And it is 106. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
Hey, what's up with that, Ryan Monahan?
What's up with working on Tuesday after Memorial Day?
Hey, what's up with having to work on Memorial Day? Because Dr. Brent Reefsteck is with us right now, and that's what happened to you, isn't it?
Yep, I worked all weekend.
Oh, no rest for the weary. Did you at least get to go to a cookout or something like that?
Oh, I did other stuff. I did fun stuff. It was just, it's always a bummer when you're kind of stuck. But kids get sick on the weekends. Kids get sick on holidays. So somebody has to take care of them.
There's a lot of folks who don't actually get that day off, unfortunately. But, hey, we're so glad to have you on with us. And Dr. Brent Reefsteck is a pediatrician with Carl. And every Tuesday, just after 1 o'clock, we do a weekly health check. And so this week, why don't we talk about, you had mentioned to me last week that there's been some new research about cystic fibrosis. And that's something that's near and dear to your heart. Tell us why.
Well, I actually have a cousin whose daughter has cystic fibrosis. But in general, we also take care of quite a few cystic fibrosis kids. In the area, we have a cystic fibrosis clinic run by Dr. Don Davison, who takes care of all those folks along with his team. So, you know, it's something that touches quite a few lives in the area. We have a fundraiser coming up, which we'll talk about later. But something that a lot of people don't realize, it is the most common mutant gene in the Caucasian population, about somewhere between 1 and, you know, depending on the population, but 1 in 20% of folks have the mutant gene. Now, you don't know you have it because you need two to have the disease. So you have to have the right set of folks meet up and have a baby, and then those folks have about a 25% chance of having a child with cystic fibrosis.
Dr. Reefsteck, I remember when my husband and I were planning on, you know, starting a family, they do encourage you to take that test. We chose not to take the test, primarily for financial reasons and our family's background, but again, it was, if I'm a carrier and my husband's not, then we're fine. But if there was a chance that I was a carrier and he was a carrier, then you have some decisions to make. That's how you kind of find out if there's like this increased risk, I guess.
Yeah, the test was has become more popular simply because you're exactly right. If mom's a carrier and dad's a carrier, then they have a 25% chance of having a child with cystic fibrosis and a 50% chance of having a child that is a carrier. If mom's a carrier and dad's not a carrier and not a patient with cystic fibrosis, then the risk is simply 50%. 50% of those kids are going to have or be a carrier, and 50% are going to be not affected whatsoever. So, like I said, you have to have two bad copies of the gene. Otherwise, one good copy is plenty to keep you from having one symptom ever. To kind of give you a background, cystic fibrosis used to be probably the most common life-threatening inherited disease that shortened life.
Okay.
So, for example, in 1958, the life expectancy for these children was 6 months.
Wow.
Today's life expectancy is closer to 37 years. So, with the advancements and better understanding of the disease process, we can extend the lives of these folks to actually the point of childbearing age, which provides another dilemma. You know, what if they want to have children? Well, you know, they would, in order to have a child that was certain to not have cystic fibrosis, you'd have to be married to someone who definitely doesn't and is not a carrier. So,
jeez.
It's a quagmire now that we're able to extend these folks' lives.
Right, and the test often isn't covered by insurance, and it's like a few $100.
Yeah.
They told me it was like $400 or $500 just to do the test, to find out.
Why wouldn't insurance cover that? Because you're being, you know, it's almost, you know, giving you the opportunity to take a preventative measure.
Right.
Yeah, that's a very good question. That's a very good question. One we would have to spend a whole another hour or two talking about. Health insurance decisions are often a puzzle to those of us who aren't in it, and especially to those of us who are trying to get therapies for folks or tests for folks that, you know, in our medical opinion are important or make sense, and we, you know, are told no and we don't understand why. So yeah. That's another issue for another day.
Excellent. And we've got another topic for Dr. Reifstek here in the future. All right. Do you want to talk about the research now or take a break and then come back, talk about the new research and then also the upcoming event?
Let's talk about the research when we come back.
All right. Sounds good. See, you know, Brent and I, we just kind of figure it out here as we go along. It's kind of how it works for us.
Hang
tight. We'll be right back. More with Dr. Brent Reifstek in our weekly health check. It's 111 at 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Why just listen when you can connect? We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM, and it's 114. You hear that St. Elsewhere music? That means we're talking with Dr. Brent Reifstek, pediatrician with Carl. And every week at this time, we have our weekly health check, talking about cystic fibrosis. And there's some new research you wanted to let us know about.
Yeah, some promising new research. These genetic disorders are really complicated and difficult because you have a something that's wrong in every single cell of your body. And so it's really difficult to, basically you're left with just treating the symptoms and trying to make their lives better. And cystic fibrosis is no exception. You basically treat the different problems with their lungs, you treat the different problems with their weight gain, and usually they have problems with their pancreas, they have problems with infertility. You're left with that. But we actually have some promising new research that actually can go in and help with the faulty protein that is in all the cells. Mm. And this is in a phase 3 clinical trial right now. The drug is called VX770. And what it's intended to do is go in and help the faulty protein work properly. And in adults, in these clinical trials, they had a 10% improvement in lung function, a 10% improvement in the amount of times they had to be admitted to the hospital for lung problems, and also help with their body weight. And they had an even better response in children over the age of 12. Currently, the trial is still ongoing for the kids age 6 to 11, and that's currently in trials. They're hoping to put in their application for their new drug application with the FDA later this year. And then after that, getting it to market takes about 6 to 12 months. So, you know, this medicine that they're working on now, if everything pans out, we could see on the market in, you know, around 18 months, which would be awesome.
Wow.
That's one promising thing. The other thing is so surprising. An 11th grader he's actually from Toronto, he's from Canada, but as part of his high school classwork, he entered a contest with a team, and he actually won because he's developed research using a supercomputer about combining different cystic fibrosis treatments, and one of them is working so well in theory and in the laboratory that they're going to probably start clinical trials on that soon. And this, again, is not a cure, but it is using different proteins, different chemicals to try and combine them and make them work better and treat the symptoms of cystic fibrosis. And like I said, this has not been used in any human. It's still being used in the laboratory, but in living cells, and the results are far exceeding their expectations.
Wow.
So hopefully they're going to have some new stuff on the horizon on a number of different fronts.
Okay. And then here locally, there are some things that folks can do to help with cystic fibrosis. And there's a big event coming up at Orchard Lanes, right?
Yeah, Old Orchard Lanes and Links this Sunday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's Riley's Putt and Bowl for the Cure. All the proceeds go to cystic fibrosis research. It's a lot of fun. I was there last year. Riley's, again, my cousin, so the whole family shows up, and I got a big family. So there'll be a DJ there. Our entertainment will be there to DJ. also my cousin. And and there are prizes. You get to bowl. You get to play putt-putt golf. It's a good time. And like I said, the proceeds go to benefit cystic fibrosis research. The wonderful thing about this is there are so many businesses that contribute to, contribute prizes and whatnot to help drum up support for this cause, and it's just a lot of fun, and it's more of an open house. You don't have to be there the whole time. Just come on out, sign up, give your donation, and come play with us, and we have a lot of fun.
Well, wonderful. That sounds – can you bowl? You
no,
get bowler?
I can pick up a ball, and I can throw it at some pins. I don't know that I would say I can bowl.
Well, that sounds fun. I got that on my calendar. I want to pop out and see this big family of yours and try and help out. So
it won't be hard to see them. We're pretty difficult to miss, actually.
Hopefully there will be room in the parking lot for the rest of us.
I'm confident everybody will get in. Yeah, everybody should come on out. It's a lot of fun.
All right, again, that's Sunday 1 to 5 at Old Orchard Lanes.
Yep, and Savoy.
Okay, well, thank you for all of the interesting information today about cystic fibrosis and about the upcoming event, the fundraiser, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds great. If people want to talk about something specific, send it on in. Tell us.
Yes, yeah. Shoot me an email, mary.lynn@sjbroadcasting.com. And we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
All right. Take care.
Scooter, Scooter, come back, Scooter! But that's right, when I feel like Super Scooter, able to leap cars faster than a speeding squirrel! But I can stay focused, you know, what I want to. I mean, it's like, woohoo! Let's go jogging. I mean, our yard's fun and everything, but other yards have gardens and, oh, no, look, the mailman! It's my lucky day!
Got a peppy or escape happy pooch? Invisible Fence Brand can keep them playing safely and comfortably in your yard only. And unlike cheap imitators, Invisible Fence Brand includes professional installation and certified trainers to work closely with your dog. That's why 4 out of 5 veterinarians trust and recommend us. Call 800-824-DOGS or visit InvisibleFence.com for a free in-home consultation. Mention
Super Scooter
for a limited time special offer. That's 800-824-DOGS or visit InvisibleFence.com.
The University of Illinois' Willett Airport is your hometown airport. It's the smart, convenient, hassle-free choice for business and personal travel. American Airlines' American Eagle offers 7 nonstop flights to Chicago and Dallas on comfortable regional jets. Remember, your time equals money. Visit flycmi.com for flights and schedules. Willard Airport connects you to the world. My university, my town, my airport.
We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM, your new home for Cardinals baseball. And, of course, today the Giants, the Cardinals will take on the Giants again. Hopefully a better result in today's game. And we've got pregame kicking off at 5:14 here on Connect FM. First pitch at 6:09. And it's 1:54. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
Let's get your Connect FM 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms after about 1 o'clock expected. Mostly sunny, high near 90 degrees. Tonight, more chance for more rain with lows around 62. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high near 86. Wednesday night, lows around 63. Thursday, 30% chance of more rain, partly sunny, high near 85. The current temperature is 88.
Who has the sexiest signature? Napolitano, oddly enough. That, according to the new Twitter account for President Obama's auto pen. Yes, much like the teleprompter, President Obama's auto pen now has a Twitter account. It's at Obama's auto pen. Now, why is this happening? Because while he was in France, he used an auto pen to sign a bill into law, a bill that extends portions of the Patriot Act that were set to expire. And apparently this is the first time ever an auto pen was used to sign legislation into law. What do you think about that? 359 call 217-359-2255. Representative Tom Graves was not too happy about the auto pen signing of the extension of the Patriot Act. He said, consider the dangerous precedent this sets. Any number of circumstances could arise in the future where the public could question whether or not the president authorized the use of an auto pen. But if the president has read the bill and says, yes, I want this to pass, yes, I want this signed, and he's out of the country, And then says to his aides, go ahead and use the auto pen to sign this into law. Wouldn't one say that that's binding?
I would think so.
I mean, I don't know. I certainly hope that this doesn't become habitual.
I mean, I'd hope so as well. I mean, there's something special, for lack of a better word, or authentic, mm-hmm. when you know that the president of the United States of America is signing something mm-hmm. with his own hand.
Right. I agree.
And as a citizen, it makes me feel good.
Knowing that
happens.
Right. Not that it's some auto pen thing.
Right. There's just something more authentic about it and true and special about it, I guess. Mm.
So next time you get one of those Christmas cards from the White House and it's like, wow, it really looks like the president signed that. You'll know it's the auto pen.
Did you get a Christmas card from the White House?
Not yet. I'm not on the Christmas card list yet. But anyway, 359 call to connect, 217-359-2255. Coming up, we're going to be talking about, basically a hero has lost his job. And we'll connect with you about that and see what you think. Also, casinos coming to Illinois, probably Danville, and so much more. Stay with us. We're Connect FM.
Hey, folks, this is Paul Lockhart over at Champagne Heating and Air. Did you know that improper lack of preventative maintenance causes over 70% of all service calls? Not to mention the added wear and dramatic loss of efficiency of your heating and cooling equipment. Give us a call at 355-5022 to set up your $59 furnace and air conditioning checkout. We'll send a certified, insured, well-trained technician to perform a comprehensive inspection of your furnace and air conditioning system. We'll give you free expert advice on how to cut your power bills, which will save you cash. If you're looking to replace your old system, Champagne Heating and Air can help you select the one that's right for you. We carry name brand carrier equipment, which is trusted in many places from the Sistine Chapel to George Washington's Mount Vernon Estate and homes all over the world. If you don't have a carrier system, don't worry. We can service all makes and models and have you up and running before you know it. So the next time you find yourself in the need of a heating and air conditioning professional, don't forget, call the experts at Champagne Heating and Air, 355-5022, and tell them Paul sent you.
When it comes to caring, expertise, and commitment to member success, no one surpasses the Fitness Center of Champaign. So it's no surprise that when they needed a bank, they chose Freestar. Like the Fitness Center, Freestar is dedicated to our customers. And whether you need to trim your budget or strengthen your business, our expert staff can help you find the regimen that's perfect for your financial health. In Champaign, Freestar works for the Fitness Center. Life keeps getting better. Freestar Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Cookie from Carpet Master Carpet One. Spring is here and